Clemson residents were under siege. Nobody could remember just how many days it had been, but that was not the important thing. The important thing was the dwindling food supply. Meat and bread, when it was available, was outlandishly expensive. Hospitals in the poorer quarters of the cities were overcrowded. There wasn't a day without too many funerals. Even the bravest and strongest were losing hope. The mayor summoned the people together to announce the council's decision. "We've come to the end of our resources. We're weak and sick. Those of us that are still alive, and if those of us remaining want to stay alive, we must lay down our arms and surrender." The words were met with silence, and then weeping and crying, and families and friends huddling each other in condolence.